Hi there, and welcome to Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm your host, Jan M. Flynn, and as a confirmed overthinker myself, each week I offer you a brief break from those noisy voices in your head by listening to the ones in mine. I recently posted an article on Crow's Feet, which is a publication that I write for often on Medium.com. It was aimed at people in my generation, boomers, if you don't find that term irritating, but it seems to have resonated with folks because it's gotten more views and reads and comments than anything else I've posted on Medium, from 30-year-olds on up. So this week, I'm sharing a slightly adapted version of that article with you, because one thing for sure is that none of us are getting any younger. You're aging. Congratulations. Welcome to the club, and I mean that wholeheartedly. But now that you're here, there are 5 conversational gaffes that you want to purge from your speech right now, if you don't want to be discounted by everyone younger than you. Now, I've been seasoning for a while now, so you can trust me on this. If any of these phrases have found their way into your thinking process, it's understandable, but you really want to strangle them into silence before they escape your lips. The first one is, years ago, when my first husband, my late husband, and I vacationed at a resort in the same Mexican beach town where we'd honeymooned once upon a time, we were impressed by all the growth and development. My husband couldn't help but share his amazement with the friendly young resort staff. Years ago, he'd begin, when we were here the first time, at which point I'd observe, without fail, the staffer's eyes glaze over above a suddenly weary smile. And then I'd hear myself saying the same thing, with the exact same result. We can't say that anymore, I decided, and declared a fatwa upon the phrase years ago from then on. I have never regretted it. Beginning any sentence with years ago, especially when relating something about one's own history, most especially to anybody younger than you, is a conversational door slammer. Don't do it. Number 2 is, you're too young to remember, or you're too young to understand, but... You may be tempted to pull this one out to show that you're spry enough to realize you're in a more advanced age bracket and have a different frame of reference than your younger conversational partner. If so, it's guaranteed to backfire. Just turn it around and see how it feels. You're too old to remember, or you're too old to understand, but nobody likes being told that their experience doesn't count because of their years. This phrase communicates disrespect, even if you don't mean to, and that never helps in communicating with anyone. Number 3, ugh, technology, or any iteration of the same attitude. Saying you despise or just can't cope with technology and/or social media is a surefire way to consign yourself to the dust heap of history as far as your younger conversational partners are concerned. First of all, it's almost certainly untrue. Unless you live entirely off the grid, technology is woven into every minute of your daily experience. And don't give me any hogwash about not being able to adapt to all the new stuff. If you are a boomer, you've moved through a whole timeline of technological advances, discarding the old for the new along your way. You were there for hi-fis and transistor radios and data punch cards. You survived childhood without a microwave oven. Sure, you remember slide rules and rotary phones and cars without bucket seats or safety belts. But would you trade your iPhone with its calculator and your quiet ride with its backup camera for those relics? Don't brand yourself as a relic, too. If you find the learning curve for whatever newfangled doohickey or social media platform a bit daunting, that's understandable. But instead of whinging about it, gracefully admit that you're not a digital native. Those who are will be much happier to help you out. Number 4. By the time I was your age, I'd already... fill in the blank. Graduated college? Established a career? Been married? Bought a house? Had kids? Maybe all that's true. If so, good for you, I guess. But You came up in a vastly different economic and social environment from the following generations. If you went to college, you probably didn't come out of it with a staggering load of student debt. One-employer careers with steadily rising pay and pensions were probably still the norm, and in most regions, housing costs were a fraction of what they are now. As for marriage and kids, who has ever enjoyed being nagged about that? Avoid this phrase even when what you're trying to get across is that you were able to meet these apparent markers of adulthood earlier on because your circumstances were different. The "by the time I was your age" gambit will shut down the conversation faster than you used to be able to turn on your TV. Remember how easy that used to be before? Never mind. And number 5, you can't call that music. Now, you may not have developed an appreciation for synthwave or K-pop or EDM. That's electronic dance music, boomer. You might even still claim to hate rap, except, of course, for Hamilton. You're entitled to your preferences. But keep it to yourself before you go rejecting entire categories of musical innovation since the 90s. For one thing, there's some very cool innovation happening in today's music scene, if you're willing to keep an open mind, and if you can tolerate stuff that doesn't sound like what you learned to love in your teens and 20s. And for another thing, it wasn't all Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin when I was coming up. There was vapid, formulaic trash on the airwaves then, just like there is now. Remember that immortal hit from Ohio Express from 1968? Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy? If not, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Listen to it if you dare. Don't blame me for the ineradicable earworm, and I rest my case. Now, I don't fault you for thinking or feeling any of the thoughts or feels that compel you to utter one of these 5 phrases. I am tempted to do so often myself, but I urge you to quash them before they reach the open air, because let's not give ageism any breathing room. Ageist attitudes, I'm sorry to say, are very much alive and well in our culture. No doubt you've already felt its oppressive weight. Maybe your last birthday celebration featured some of those snarky greeting cards that depict the candles on your cake as a bonfire, or show your birth certificate being discovered by archaeologists. Who needs that noise? We've earned the right to be taken seriously. Let's not help ageism by branding ourselves as old farts with our choice of words. Because kids these days... Thanks for listening to Here's a Thought with Jan M. Flynn. New episodes land weekly, so hit that plus button on your podcast platform to make sure you don't miss anything important. If you've got comments or suggestions for upcoming episodes, check the show notes for easy, risk-free ways to contact me. So until next time, may you roll with all the changes in life without losing the good stuff. May everyone listen to you with rapt attention, because I know your stories are terrific. And may all your thoughts be good ones.